ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Yep, let's turn that down a bit. Let's get the right. There you go. Turn this down. That down. This up. Yeah, okay. Hey, you're back in the room with Marijuana Media. You're on 95 BFM. We've got Rick with us today because old mate Chris Fowley has had a fall off his bike, a high-speed electronic bike crash, and he's currently in hospital, I believe, with a tweaked pelvis of sorts. But I have been told that he's been administered CBD oil, which is absolutely fantastic. And he says it's a lot better than the casual medications that they give you in those places normally. Now, I've got John on my right and Rick on my left, and they're both scrolling through their phones. Rick, what's on the marijuana agenda these days? What's on your radar, friend?
Enormous things are happening. Mexico is going to legalize cannabis.
Mexico is going to legalize cannabis?
Mexico, the Mexican Senate, is going to pass a bill within the next few days legalizing cannabis countrywide. It'll be the third country in the world to do it after Uruguay, which was the first, Canada, which is the second. Mexico will be the third. Luxembourg is likely to be the fourth unless somebody jumps the queue.
I wonder if that's because they've got the cartel situation, eh? How's that going to impact that?
Well, the cartels are making a lot of money out of cannabis.
Right.
They're sending it north of the border. Even though it doesn't compare in quality, there's still a market for it. It's a major part of the cartel's income.
Mm.
So that will take that away. The government will be able to regulate it and put it in the hands of, I'm not too au fait with the details, but who will be regulating it will be determined by somebody.
Right.
And licenses will be distributed for the production and sale of cannabis, which is how it should be, and which is hopefully how it will be in New Zealand soon.
Right on. And anybody listening, basically a cartel is a gang. And that's what we're going to do if we legalize cannabis in this country, is hopefully take it out of the gang's hands, right? That's
absolutely. Absolutely. Well, sadly, meth is becoming the number one conviction in New Zealand courts. It's overtaking cannabis as the number one reason for a drug conviction in this country, which is part of the control of the gangs over the drug markets in this country. They can make more money out of meth.
Yeah.
So they're selling more meth, so more people are being caught with meth and convicted for meth. But if you legalize cannabis, there'll be a massive migration of meth users and alcohol users towards cannabis, which is a far safer drug. So that's what we want. We want a legal market, safe, controlled, regulated access to cannabis is the best way.
Right on. Agreed. Oh, John's standing up.
Just Rick, are you all for a fully above board legal market for absolutely everything, or are you just sort of at one step at a time? Start with cannabis.
Well, my preferred, I would prefer to keep large corporations out of it and keep it to clubs producing it and make it a small cottage industry, because you don't want a massive corporation and taking over New Zealand's cannabis market. Let it be small people producing it, and the licenses are to produce only maybe up to 1,000 plants, no more than that. I'm just guessing at that. Maybe 2,000, but it can't be these huge tobacco corporations that will come in here, because they're already investing in cannabis. They know there's going to be a sea change soon, and they want to be taking advantage of that. I say we keep them out of it and we make it mom and pop style in clubs. That's just my suggestion.
Kapai. Rick, for those that don't know, we know, but you're the man behind Drug Lord. Two. Are you doing a three?
Three's coming up, and we're going to be going to California this time.
Right.
And we're going to try and get an interview with Mike Tyson, who's opened a 420-acre weed ranch in Palm Springs, California.
He's pulled such a U-turn, eh? When do you think Mike Tyson was... Do you think he was smoking weed when he was boxing?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Because apparently it's really good for recovery, right?
I was a boxer, and we used to smoke pot before we fought.
Oh, far out.
Yeah, well, this was in South Africa, where it's absolutely rife throughout boxing culture in
South Africa.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Interesting.
Yeah.
Out of it. Oh, hey, John. What's it?
You're also saying, so you're keen to talk to Mike Tyson, which is a very interesting, but you're also
very dangerous.
Keen to get in touch with Joe Rogan. Like, how on earth, I mean, because he's one of the most popular, I guess, personalities on the podcast circuit or podcast sort of world. How do you get in touch with someone like that? How do you plan to go about getting in touch with such a notable person?
Well, I'm going to go to 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu, where he trains, and if he's not there, talk to Eddie Bravo or one of his teammates and to say I'm here, here's a portfolio of what I want to do, give this to Joe. And
so just the classic stalker approach, just sort of hang around for a bit?
Not stalk, just go where I know he's going to be. Not like every day, once or twice, and then give up if it doesn't work.
He's definitely an advocate for the use of drugs to expand the mind. So I think you're on the right path here, and that would be an absolute minter as well.
Yeah, and he smokes pot on his podcast with Elon Musk and crashes Elon's stock price. So,
that's true,
yeah.
But then didn't it like go right up a little bit after that? I'm pretty sure it did.
I don't think it bounced back. Because the straight world is in the investment capital world, they're not really down on pot. They're more into cocaine.
Right.
And so when Elon hit that reefer, they did a few lines and said, this is going to damage the Tesla's image. And the stock price responded.
Hey, Rick, just on sort of a real talk thing, like when a referendum comes around, and like at the end of the year, and we get to vote yes on making it legal to do what I want with my body in a few different ways, because they are linking it with a euthanasia situation as well.
Yes.
How long before we actually are legal, like after that, like, because you see all these places like right now we seem so last in the world to get to this place. Like, you see Mexico, like you say Luxembourg about to do it,
Canada,
we're looking
Uruguay,
like midway through next year at best.
States. No, you can expect 3 to 5 years, I think.
Okay, shit.
After the referendum, and
let's just
make
around.
It a landslide so that there's a mandate, so that the government knows the public is overwhelmingly behind it. It can't be 55%, it's got to be 75%, which it could actually be. In Drug Lord 1, we did a nationwide poll on The Vote, the TV show, and we got 72% favor. So that was a clear victory.
Right.
Two-thirds majority, you know, actually three-quarter majority.
It's interesting, you're just basically trying to poll consciousness of people, but I feel like the more I cruise around, the more I realize that people are actually, they're totally open to it. A lot of people are just afraid of what they don't know. And so knowledge is the...
That's what Paula Bennett is feeding into. She keeps saying, she uses these catchphrases. She says, well, I'm just afraid of the unknown.
Right.
And it's nonsense, because it's not unknown. You've had a swathe of
jurisdictions
and countries legalizing it. The data is already there.
Yeah.
You see things like drink driving going down, suicide rate going down. You see taxes, tax revenue, windfalls, $5 billion in Colorado in just a few years. That's just the taxes, and then we're not including the taxes on really good jobs. 18,500 jobs or 20,000 jobs in Colorado cannabis industry now. Colorado is the same size as New Zealand in terms of population. And so you're gonna see 20,000 jobs being created in New Zealand as well in the cannabis industry. So these are huge windfalls for the country. But people need to just get up and motivate them, the other people in their circles, to get out there and vote on this issue.
Yeah, have that weird conversation with your elders, really. Yeah, that's kind of where it's at this point, isn't it?
And tell them that the not far from teenagers taking up cannabis where it's legalized, teenage use decreases, and it's old people who take up using cannabis for all kinds of medicinal reasons that it offers.
Right.
In fact, when I was in Israel doing a documentary about Professor Raphael Meshulam, who will be coming to New Zealand next year, we walked around the old age homes, and the nurses are administering cannabis to people in their 80s and 90s, smoked forms as well.
That's rad.
In
that's
the yogurt
so rad.
And in pipes to smoke, freely smoke, you know, on the wards. You don't even have to go outside.
And so what's their attitude? Are they like, look, I'm always at the end of my shit, I might as well have a hoon on this thing?
Well, they're noticing the patient's debilitating conditions are alleviated, and some of them even have huge reversals, like a woman with Alzheimer's just suddenly remembered who she was, and she just said, oh, I can go home now, and they let her leave.
Oh,
they realized that she was competent.
Oh, man.
You know, and so now all she does is smoke pot, and it decreases the Alzheimer's.
That's a beautiful thing. It's awesome.
Symptoms of the Alzheimer's. Yeah, it's an amazing thing.
It's cool, and it actually reminds me, it takes me right back to Chris, who's in hospital right now getting CBD for his needs, and he says it's working a lot better for a whole raft of different reasons than the stuff they normally
control.
Give
us. Shout out to Chris.
Take care, mate.
Chris is in hospital with a broken pelvis. Hope he recovers quickly.
Kapai.
And
kapai.
It's good to hear that he gets CBD now.
It's rad, right?
At the hospital in the North Shore. Yeah, in fact, I've been hearing it's quite common. It's actually
awesome.
So the third or fourth person I've heard getting CBD.
Oh, so it's happening. It's happening.
It's happening.
I mean, hey, Rick, thanks so much for coming up, bro. Everyone keep an eye out for Drug Lord.
Yeah, please go to the website and download the films.
Yeah.
There's a raft of films on the website now, five different films. www.druglawed.vhx.tv. That's Drug Lord, like Drug Law Ed, Drug Law Education.
Kia ora, bro. You're doing fantastic work. Keep it up.
Thanks. Vote yes, 2020.
Do it. Set it off by letting you know that I can flow to many beats, similar to fluid so freely. And you could say I'm getting kinda greedy, but so what? Cause I'm supplying the needy. While some MCs go for therapy, I bury the remains of the others cause they suck incredibly. Superficial styles only last a little while, but could never hold a candle to the gangster profile. More than just wit, and more than just intellect, and more than a gangster cause I kill with a mic check. And I'm not the one with the H on his back, meaning the herb. I like the funky beats, I like the good herb. Most likely in a blunt as I roll it real steady. Then I get mentally ready and play a track from the heavies and mellow out. Cause my main objective is to be more effective. It's getting hectic, it's getting crazy, it's getting hectic, it's getting wild. It's getting hectic, it's getting crazy, it's getting hectic, it's getting wild. It's getting hectic, it's getting crazy, it's getting hectic, it's getting wild. When the mic stands free, I then step to the point of attack, cause the track feels good to me. And I intend to break you out of your restraint, cause you gain interest in my lines like I'm Citibank. And thanks to the brand new heavies and everyone who can dig the movement of the guru, smooth and proven that I'm the relevant, eloquent one. Suckers getting whoopings like they're all my sons. Remembering rap from the days of its origin, the power of many men ascends from my pen. Dissing the ones with the fame and claiming they're hard. Yo, them I disregard, cause they ain't all cracked up to what they should be. Some I call wannabes, and some I call would-bees. And I'm getting vexed by the crap they project. They put it on wax and on the record store racks. It's getting hectic, it's getting crazy, it's getting hectic, it's getting wild, it's getting hectic, it's getting crazy, it's getting hectic, it's getting wild, it's getting hectic, it's getting crazy, it's getting hectic, it's getting wild, it's getting hectic. It's getting crazy, it's getting hectic, it's getting wild. Rearranging the script as my words shift gear in a flash. Putting cash in the stash, ain't nothing funny, money. Much greater gifts I receive by those who are blessed. And me, I got a treasure chest. By all means, protected at all times. You try to front and you'll pay more than a small fine. I don't brag about the stuff I did. I simply roll correctly, demolishing stupid kids. And they're running off with a lip and not accomplishing zip. I tell them, wake up, son, cause this is it. Deep out the suckers who are faking, flaking moves on the mic and in life. Strife is what I give them cause I'm living how I should be. And you better move cause the groove is like deadly. And no, you ain't all that and many ain't legit. So I'ma put a mark before they get rushed. It's getting hectic, it's getting crazy, it's getting hectic. It's getting wild, it's getting hectic. It's getting crazy, it's getting hectic. It's getting wild, it's getting hectic. It's getting crazy, it's getting hectic, it's getting wild.
Yo, 95 BFM and Shex, broadcasting 1991.
Into 92 and beyond, lounging with the brand new heavies. DJ Premier and the Guru, Brooklyn, peace out.
Swing!
Bye. We're at Shad's, 95 BFM.
Can you get out? I can't have Rachel in here.
Pitch black. Realize it's all real. Wanna fuck with this? Realize it's all real. Pitch black on my real niggas.
Underground past the pavement. We be wildin' on the corner.
We rep the hardest.
Yo, 1970. I was sent through a heavenly spirit, and I've been deadly as far back as my memory. Can recall the power of God was sent to me. They gon' have to mention me among the best eventually. Pitch black's the group for the century. I ain't tryna see death, disease, or the penitentiary. When the smoke screens fade, the charades play. Nothing remains but the foundation we laid is real. Destroy and build, my feel is killer be killed. Play around, when spraying rounds, I lay you down. No doubt, you don't know what it's about. You think you spittin' game, but the game spits you out. So you ain't innovating, you're regurgitating. Poisonous thoughts, doing dirty work for Satan. I leave you so scarred, your corpse rock hard. Your arms are too short, the box with God. And it's all real.
Pitch black on my real niggas.
Underground past the pavement. We be wildin' on the corner freestyling.
It's the fact that I'm dope. Realize it's all real.
It's all
pitch
real.
Black on my real niggas.
Underground past the pavement. We be wildin' on the corner.
We rep the hardest.
Weed, grandma, coke, man, it's dope, slander, whole hammers. Don't provoke the hand that'll choke your man up, yo. Grinding for hours, cause hope is for cowards. Trying to make more dough than flour. Foes notice the power. Competition and opposition get knocked out of position. We living like we ain't got a pot to piss in. Enough flows to touch souls. Too tough to fold, too hot to hold. Stop, pop, and go. This our pie to go. Our time to roll. Out of the cold, into our zone. Leave us alone, yo. The difference between winning and losing is picking and choosing your enemies, your friends to be in. Who your crew is. Let's get it together, no matter the weather. Fuck haters, nothing can break us as long as we making this cheddar. We ballin' like Lakers, we movers and shakers. No one can do it how we do it, showing and proving my crew's the greatest.
It's all real. Pitch black on my real niggas.
Underground past the pavement. We be wildin' on the corner freestyling.
It's the fact that I'm dope. Realize it's all real. Pitch black on my real niggas.
Underground past the pavement. We be wildin' on the corner.
We rep the hardest, billers.
Ayo, with every step I take, I move to build. Uh-huh. I'm a quarter through life and I've yet to fulfill my will. Sometimes I feel like I'm my own worst enemy. I make things harder when it's really elementary.
Yo, I got soul in my heart and dirt in my hands. Throwing my pants, love for my mans and love for these grams. Got fam to feed and laws to lay. Guns to spray, blocks to hate and workers to pay.
Dog, I never burn a bridge unless I never wanna cross it.
I'm really a cool nigga, so these hands don't force them. I love this rap shit, just bring the tracks, I'm awesome.
Love to toss bitches and fantasize.
I say what I mean
and mean what I say.
Fast.
And DG, rapping for BK.
We do this the pitch black way.
Today's the tomorrow that you should have feared yesterday.
And it's
all real.
Pitch black on my real niggas.
Underground past the pavement. We be wildin' on the corner freestyling.
It's the fact that I'm dope. Realize it's all real.
Pitch black on my real niggas.
Underground past the pavement. We be wildin' on the corner.
We rep the hardest.
Realize it's all real.
Know my real niggas.
Realize it's all real.
Know my real niggas.
I'm Paddy Gower and fuck yeah. Realize this is 95 BFM Drive with Johnny and Big Hungry.
I'm in a press people button. Nobody chat come face me with something. Like only have 22 in a me something. Then I feel so forget the next 1,000 fool. Press trigger, I'm in a press people button. Nobody chat come face me with something. Like only have 22 in a me something. Then I feel so forget the next 1,000 fool. Anytime you're ready, put now we see start war. See who does it spread it out, but when
the style is the bomb, the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. A room boy no play with the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. My style is the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. A room boy no play with the bomb, the dang, diggy.
now we sit down and I watch your man a live. Watch your man a own a who a roll big. Sit down and a plan for come put man for bridge. Remember when you dig one that who you fit in. Certainly the boy we a stop deal with. Keep say them a friend and them bad mind
your friend. My style is the bomb, the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. Karoo boy don't play with the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. My style is the bomb, the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. Karoo boy don't play with the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy.
Repress trigger, me no press people button. No bad chat come face me with some. Like how me have 22 in a me something. Game say them a friend and them bad mind your friend. Anytime you ready fool, anytime start. One or two take the long speech from the
style
guy.
Style is the bomb, the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. Karoo boy no play with the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. My style is the bomb, the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy. Karoo boy no play with the bomb, the dang, diggy. Karoo boy no play with the bomb, the dang, diggy, diggy.
Oh, 95 BFM Drive live from Shadows. Come on down and have a beer with us, why don't you? Here's some Scissor Hands featuring Diggy Dupay.
Yeah, I'm swerving through something present. In a family van, low gas and a rusty engine. The boys are in the back and they're strapped with a bloody weapon. They're ready to start some trouble if anybody is stepping. Anybody can get it, a young gun is gunning for the top to a top dog. Catch you in the midst of it all when it gon' pop off. But no guts get shot off. Throwing foes and blows, it's bound to knock your socks off. No clutch, no scoring, they pass it to your friend. No guts, no glory, you're lacking from within. Once they free my homie, he got it bracket once again. With the boys in baggy jackets, it's the rack that rock the brand tags. Rip it off as we dash from the star. Flick it off and use the cash for a score. Get a munch and some gas for the fraud. And three's never enough, so I plan for the fourth flight.
It's money in, money out, running through a druggie's house. If money talking, they ain't talking sense, that's the bloody mouth. Money out, money in, money give me gully grins. Land of milk and money, nothing sweet about my money biz. Money in, money out, running through a druggie's house. If money talking, they ain't talking sense, that's the bloody mouth. Money out, money in, money give me gully grins. Land of milk and money, nothing sweet about my honey biz.
Roll it in the stove. In 1996 Corolla, cops wanna pull me over. I swerve and hit the corner. Hop out, hoping them dogs they got my scent. Jump in, fence off the fence like an Olympic event. Heaven sent, but I'm probably headed straight to hell for this one. On my grind, I'm going off the rails with this one. I quick jump, duck sit, then run with. I thought that I might catch a case over some dumb shit. These are the tales that I tell from the city of sales. The windiest swells, where we let our dreams set a sail. Set the fail, cause the national government let us down. Like a dog in a pound when it falls to the ground in it. So put me on your posts and your posters. Posers are mere puppets made by industry vultures. While I'll be in the lab cooking us something potent. Kick away culprits and cultivating my culture like.
It's money in, money out, running through a druggie's house. Of money talking, and talking sense, that's the bloody mouth. Money out, money in, money give me gully grins. Land of milk and honey, nothing sweet about my honey biz. Money in, money out, running through a druggie's house. Of money talking, and talking sense, that's the bloody mouth. Money out, money in, money give me gully grins. Land of milk and money, nothing sweet about my honey biz.
95 BFM Drive, Life in Shadows, Leonard and myself here.
Well, Big Hungry's, where has he gone?
I think he's getting fresh air in the park.
Ah, as he does on a Thursday, tends to at this time.
Now, we're in sort of the outdoor balcony area. He's come back with sunglasses. He's waving. He's got a smile on his face.
Oh,
we can only, like, assume why he's smiling. Leonard and I were just looking at the phone numbers and all the graffiti on this desk here.
Yeah, I was thinking we could maybe ring one of these phone numbers up, potentially. Obviously, we're not going to say what the phone number is over the airwaves.
Put yourself out in the public eye.
There's a few. Well, what do you want to read a poem off the desk, Johnny?
There's a couple over there. Maybe call not, me for free drinks, XO.
Maybe after 6 o'clock.
Scorp up. Some maths equations.
I do want to know which table has the most dicks on it. So if someone can go around and count all the dicks on the tables, if we can get a winning table, that'd be fantastic. How many dicks on your table, roughly? Yeah, you're going to have to move the elbows off. Yeah,
should I go out there with the mic?
Have a look, mate. Have a look, Leonard. Have a fish around. Of course, we're talking about 2D dicks, everyone. No one get all upset about it.
All right. How many have we got over here? What's your name and how many are there on the table?
There's probably about 5. And we got a pair of titties as well.
5 and
hey,
a pair.
It's 2019.
Yeah. There you go.
It's time to draw some titties, everyone, actually.
We've got a leader over here so far.
Where's the pen?
What's up next?
John's got a pen in his hand. I think John's going to draw some titties.
I was just going to extend this painful voice break a little bit longer and just go, there's a great poem here. It says, relinquish your denial and let yourself transcend your stagnancy. That's kind of heavy. And... oh, there's a dick there as well, so.
Were you going to play Wolf Mother at some point?
Yes, I was.
Do you want to do that now? Or?
Yeah, can you go to their first album?
Okay, hang on.
This is 95 BFM Drive, live from Shadows.
I do believe you're going to play this because they played
Wolf Mother,
Shadows, right?
Wolf Mother played here. I wanted to play Mind's Eye.
That's a good one.
Let's play that.
Okay, ladies and gents. Time for actual music from a band that played Shadows, the actual place that we actually are.
Actually.
For reals.
Thank you.
95BFM and Shadows, broadcasting live.
The beauty of the fleeting and the ephemeral is so last century. 95BFM's popular shows, features and interviews are available as podcasts on RSS and Apple.
It's Totally Wired with me, Danielle.
Right, on Land of the Woodwood. Got lined up three songs.
Thanks for stopping by for the 95BFM Kids Show.
Greetings and welcome. This is the Rhythm Selection.
Never miss out again. Becasts available on Apple Podcast or RSS for whatever podcatcher you're into.
Let's go!
Under the Radar and Shoot the Freak in association with 95BFM presents Shonen Knight live at Whammy Bar, November 14th.
Sweet candy boa.
Sweet Barbie.
Cult heroes since 81, iconic Japanese secretary supergroup Shonen Knight are bringing rock and roll back to Auckland City. Shonen Knight. Thursday, November 14th at Whammy Bar. Get your tickets now at Under the Radar.
Flames to dust, lovers to friends. Why do all good things come to an end?
Hush.
Why do all good things come to an end? Yes, it's the final 95BFM Drive Island for the year, and we're determined to make it a doozy. Join Johnny and Big Hungry for an overflowing of good times. Plus, free coffee thanks to lovely Altura and massive musical performances from Louisa Nicklin and Dead Little Penny. 95BFM Drive Island. Live from the Alan Melville Centre, just off High Street. November 15th, 4 till 7pm. Totally free and all ages thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Wow. Music's everywhere. It's like a cloud of art.
Here at 95BFM, we've sucked up some of the best contemporary bangers, bottled them and chucked them into a special Spotify playlist just for you.
November features Pallada, Earth Eater, JPEG Mafia, Dead Famous People and more.
Follow 95BFM on Spotify for our monthly Spotify playlist and stay au fait.
Sam Smith, Toku Ingoa, Ko Te Rima Karaka. It's 5 o'clock. The Zero Carbon Bill will pass its third and final reading this afternoon with a near majority support from Parliament. Debate started on the legislation requiring New Zealand to achieve net zero emissions by 2050. Agricultural methane is excluded from that target, but phase reductions are required over time. It also sets diminishing targets for biogenic methane emissions and requires governments to set 5 yearly emissions budgets. National Party leader Simon Bridges told Parliament the party would vote for the bill, but as a compromise position. The police have set an ambitious new goal to reduce the rate of reoffending among Māori by 25% in the next 5 years. Māori make up 51% of the prison population, 66% of the number of young people arrested, and more than half of those warned were charged following police pursuits. Police say they want to do their bit to stem those numbers. Deputy Commissioner Wally Homaha, is calling the new strategy a watershed moment. The US withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement will undermine its influence and credibility in the Pacific, according to the Pacific Islands Forum's chair. Tuvalu Prime Minister and Forum Chair Kosia Natano says America used to play a leadership role in supporting multilateralism and promoting a global rules-based system. However, Natano added, it was disappointing to see that ethos fade and falter when the world needed it most. Tuvalu was in the front line of the climate change fight and as a country had contributed the least to global emissions. Iran is stepping up its nuclear activities in a move the US is calling a big step in the wrong direction. Iran began pumping uranium gas into its underground nuclear facilities on Thursday. France says the move shows that Iran has clearly left the nuclear agreement it had made with world powers, which aimed to subdue its nuclear capabilities. Iran says it has done nothing to break the agreement. And that's the news.
It's the 95 BFM traffic report, brought to you by Skybus.
No traffic for you at this stage, unfortunately. So we'll go to the weather.
The 95 BFM traffic report, brought to you by Skybus.
A 95 BFM weather update.
It is sunny and dry at the moment with a temperature of 22 degrees, reaching an overnight low of 16. Sunset will be at 8 o'clock. Your outlook for the next 3 days, Friday mostly fine and partly cloudy but a chance of a light shower. Saturday mostly cloudy with some showers. Sunday mostly cloudy with rain and heavy showers and a chance of thunder. And that is your weather.
That was a 95 BFM weather update. Thanks to climate change.
It's the 95 BFM Surf Report, thanks to Pro Gear Professional Photographics.
Hello, Pete. It's John here.
Hey. Johnny, mate. Good to catch you last night.
Always bloody good to hear and to see you at a Steve Gunn concert, Pete.
Yeah, it was amazing, actually. Yeah, guy's cool dude, super cool dude, and he can make that guitar talk.
He certainly can. Not kind of in a Peter Frampton way, just more of Steve Gunn way. Yeah. Do you feel like Steve Gunn? Totally. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, totally, man. It's cool, and I like the old Big Hungry's guitar. Got a bit of a play as well.
Big Hungry's
incredible. Big guitar from the 60s. Yeah.
He picked up a 1964 New Zealand made Jansen, all the way from Tauranga. Got it from Cash Converters, who bought it for $10. And Big Hungry got it for also a cheap price from Cash Converters, which is pretty handy, considering no one seemed to know what it was on the shop floor, and Big Hungry just swooped in. He's a man. He's got a keen eye for vintage guitars and synthesizers and that sort of electronic stuff. So, yeah.
There's I sent it to Big Hungry. I was recording live just off my phone to check how good the quality of the sound is on the recording, but just a little segment of that. It sounded epic. Hey?
Do you think, Pete, that we could maybe make bootleg vinyl from the Steve Gunn recording?
I'm just going to butt in here and say 100% no, you can't do that. It's a phone recording, as cute as it is, and it's a beautiful thing. No, it shouldn't be on vinyl. But it was, you had to be there, right? It's one of those special moments.
Just play like a little snippet of it tomorrow or something. I don't know. Pete,
we'll try our best to accommodate your needs, mate, but it is what it is.
Pete, as you can hear, I'm in the studio and Big Hungry's at Shadows. It's
does it sound like there's a million
there.
People? Should I just gas it down?
It's good as. It's obviously just got really busy on the balcony out there. So
it's a summer's day and everyone's realizing that Shads is moving. So.
Yeah, it's moving, right?
It's time to move Shads a little bit.
Good little, what a time it's been there, eh? It's been great.
What a time, Pete.
Those,
you're exactly
those
right.
Those jugs used to be, they're still really, like, so well priced. I remember when I started there, it was $5 for a jug.
It's only $8 now, mate. Inflation.
It's
Oh, that's, wait, carry the four. That's a little bit more than what it was. Interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if you want to, like, make this situation even more cooked than what it possibly could be, but
how's the surf?
I'm just going to splice in Leonard as well. Leonard's roaming around on the mic just for no apparent reason.
Let's going to do Atmos, live Atmos Shad's mic, but
it's helpful.
Hey, like got a little four-way going on here right now.
I like how this is growing.
Shadows makes your hair go curly. Yeah, just ask Leonard, he knows all about it.
Pete, you've got the curliest hair ever, by the way, so spend a bit of time.
Yeah, might have spent a little bit of time up there.
Okay.
It's good. That was good. It's good. I quite like the $2 cheeseburgers, but there was
cheese toasties.